Blog Talk Radio.
Come in, bro.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
What's up, man?
There you go.
You're
on, man.
There you go.
Come on,
let me
holler.
Hey, busy, man.
There you go.
Let me go.
Come on, let me holler.
Well, y'all going to get rolled at 8? We're going to, yeah. You land at 8.
Oh, y'all going? Yeah. Why?
You got your stream, bro. We'll cut this thing at like 7:45.
No, I was going to say, like, we could just run this and I could just stream right here until y'all come back. It's up to you.
I mean, yeah, well, Chris, are you available? Well, I don't know, because Chris, you got to run out, right?
No, I mean, you two get Rolo, and then I'll get me here.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Because I don't want to cut this short, you know what I'm saying? I want to run this as long as possible, but I do want to catch my stream at 8.
Yeah.
And it'd be dope if I could stream from here, because my room is fucking dark as shit.
What time did your stream finish?
It's gonna be like an hour, 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And what
Chris, because Chris could kind of help you with running it, because
I'm just Zoom. It's just a Zoom call.
Okay. Yeah, because like everything is back here.
Right.
So so everything, because you would have to.
It's just that in my room, like I just did a Zoom call with my cyber key,
well, that's
and my whole face was black.
It's dark as
shit. Like damn, Walt.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's my nephew. He rap and shit.
Man, nice to meet you, man.
How old are you now?
28.
Damn.
I was expecting 15. Like,
yeah, nigga. So how old is your son?
He's 30. 3-0.
Oh, yeah, 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
You 28, nigga? I told Shorty earlier, she's like, how old is your baby? I was like, I don't know, I think he's like 25 or some shit.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I don't know. Like not in it. 28?
Yes.
Oh, you, oh, Jojo. Yo, come order some Uber Eats on my phone. You know, it's cool if you order some Uber Eats, yo?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, see?
Yo, what's up, Roger? Yeah, we're about to go live. Yeah, we're about to go live here like in a second. Well, what's up?
Not really. I had a Chipotle earlier.
I was about to join you guys, but I was waiting on this guy from Offer Up.
It's not so good.
He sent me some AirPods for $65.
Hush_305
South Arm. Hey, what's up?
We in Miami.
Okay. Yeah, you don't think it's gonna happen. All right, fair enough, brother.
My God, what's up,
Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Okay. Fair enough.
Chris, what's this I'm looking at now?
Yeah.
What was that though?
Blog Talk Radio.
Who?
Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's where we use the phone for the phone calls.
Okay.
Can you hear me on the headphones?
Yeah, so we basically put it on them to do it, right?
Where is the headphones?
It's use 4, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to pay for that shit. That's your phone?
My bad.
Yeah, thanks.
Nah, we looked out of the way.
Yeah, no, man, that'll be good, bro. Because like I said, I'm just trying to definitely.
All right, do the test.
Yeah, I can hear you. Test 1 to 3.
You
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm muting 3. You want an up or lower? It's just fine.
What's that?
If you're talking, it's just fine. You want an up?
Nah, you good. You good.
All right, cool.
That's wonderful right there.
All right.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Everything looks fine and normal to me.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Gotcha.
All right. That's
yeah,
one.
My thing is
two.
My thing is I'm looking at it like.
What, you ready?
Fresh, you in this one? You in this conversation? Is you and Myron?
That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, okay.
Huh? That would really fuck me up at all.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
No, I was just asking if you was in this. I wasn't sure, like, what the dynamic was. Yeah, don't tell me the questions. Let them shits come on the fly.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah. No, that's true. It's true. I mean, we have to see who the tenants are and shit like that. But yeah, bro, if you don't mind.
Nah, it's down by Homestead, isn't it? It's south.
Okay.
You got a drink?
Okay, so it's by West Palm. It's down by West Palm.
You got the lemonade, Jay? I'm going to get me a motherfucking drink, too.
Gotcha. Okay, but yeah, I mean, just if you don't mind, just doing some quick research on it, just like checking it out, see, like, you know. But I know there's like some long-term people in there that are already paying, and they just need you to take it over.
Leave it at door delivery home and stay safe. No contact.
You know what I mean? It's basically the only reason I'm mentioning it is it looks like to me like it's turnkey.
Like 1101. What's the address here?
Shit. One second.
For the Uber Eats.
Just put the Panorama Tower.
1100 Brickell Bay.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Panorama Tower. 59 B. Thank you.
I'll definitely, I'll hit you back tonight. I don't know if we're going to do a show with some hoes tonight.
Tower. The hoes will be here in an hour. They trying to come for my check. They ain't know I be hanging with Fresh. They gonna be on my lap like these dogs. I'm talking about these bitches. And snitches get stitches. I just feel like rapping when I hear myself in the headphones.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being in the studio.
That's clean though.
Dave Chappelle.
That's clean.
Turn
my mic up.
These hoes be crying. Better get him some tissue. I'm with two white boys, so you know it's official. Yeah, they said the order be here like 7:15. Wait, it says latest arrival 7:15. You just got to go downstairs and get it. Yeah.
No, you don't got to. They'll bring it up.
They'll bring it up.
They're gonna call me when they come.
All right, I said to the door, so that's what they mean. Bring
yeah,
it up.
Yeah. They're gonna go to security. Security's gonna call me, and then I'll come bring it to the door and they'll bring it to the door.
All right. So this shit cooking up the order now.
Take a quick piss and we'll get this thing going.
All right.
When you get a second, can you just shoot me the yeah.
Fresh, you rap?
Nah, I stutter.
Yo, I got a friend who has a stutter, and the only time he doesn't stutter is when he raps.
Yeah.
Where? Yeah. But when he rap, he sounds like. shit.
Can you get a chance to get a phone
camera
so I can
hear you? That's just the charger for the
mesh. Okay. Oh, you're adjusting the thing? Can we not get the thing in the background? There you go. Let's go right there. You had it. You had it for a set for a split second. I'll just sit up straight, man, like this. I just won't slouch. Or actually, you know what? I could raise the chair too. I could raise the chair, but yeah, it's fine. Fuck it, man. Just go ahead and zoom in then. When we do the show of the masculinity show, we'll get the branding and the camera angles right, because we're gonna have to run fucking OBS on that anyway. So. Yeah, just center it on me and then we'll be good. All right, cool. So we'll run this for about an hour, I'm thinking. Yeah. And you can zoom it in even closer. That's the case. Yeah, there you go. Bam. That's good.
Phone's on
solid. Light's good. I think I look a little dark, but you know what? Nah, I think it's good, man. Fuck it. Maybe like one ISO switch. Because I definitely don't want to look washed out. No, bring it back down a bit, yeah. Because I noticed when we were doing the porn star interview yesterday, I looked a little washed out. Yeah, that's good, man. That's good enough. Fuck it. Hotep look good on his?
One toe.
Okay.
Are we recording?
Not yet.
Do you want to move over a little bit?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, now you sound good.
What's up?
Good.
You good?
Yeah.
Some bars. 1, 2, 3.
I'm here with Fresh CEO. You can catch all my books at briansharp.co. You know how we get down. It's fresh and fit. And everything's in my kit except a bitch.
All right. You ready to go live?
Yep.
All right. And then you could just do the Facebook one manually after, because Facebook is always on some fucking gay shit. All right. I'll do the intro and then, Walt, you can kick off the first question.
Got it.
Going live in 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We got special guest Hotep Jesus back in the house, man. Today we're going to talk about money. It's going to be a good one, guys. Let's get into it, baby.
What's up, Hotep? How are you feeling to be back in Miami, man?
Y'all got intros and shit? Y'all think it's just official, yo.
Like a whistle, man.
It feels good, man. You know, y'all some good hosts, man. I love being here. It's a good vibe. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, because you bring the good energy, man, so we got to bring you back, you know?
Yeah, I try to, man. You know, life is all about energy. You know, and the energy you put out is the energy you get back. So I try to just come with good vibes.
Well said. That's what it's about, man. Good energy.
Yeah, me and Hotep, we went to Chipotle earlier, and we had a pretty good, pretty woke discussion. Not woke as in liberal, but as in like, well, we were discussing some things, which I will not go into.
That was a redacted conversation.
Yeah, that was a redacted conversation for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of eye opening things were discussed. So it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But so. Hotep, like for the people that might have missed you before or haven't seen you on Rogan or haven't, like, you know, seen you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Can you introduce the people to you real quick?
I'm an asshole turned philosopher.
I like it. I like it.
You know, I used to be like a real big asshole. I just didn't give a fuck, you know, just mad big dick energy. And as you get older, you start becoming wiser and more selective in when to exude the inner asshole, and you start to channel that energy in more proper ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I reach this higher consciousness, higher vibrational individual, you know, like I told you before, I'm a reincarnated ascended master.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to live up to the highest reverberations or vibrations of myself these days, you know, and through consciousness, you have higher thought, mm-hmm. you know. So a lot of people say I pontificate on a lot of different things like history, so on and so forth. I love to study history, you know, like our conversation we had earlier.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I write books. My third one will be coming out, third and fourth to come out this year. The other ones are more research. So that one took a bit longer mm-hmm. for me to get out there.
Yep.
Because I was researching, and then I'd research, and the researcher would be like, yo, research more, mm-hmm. research more, you know, because I just, you know, got so curious. So I'd finish a book and be like, all right, I need to finish this one. So then I finally came to a conclusion of like, look, all right, we can do this thing all day long. So we're going to stop right here. And then I'm a tech entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in tech industry for over a decade. Got the mobile app, iOS, Jeffertize. Coinbitsapp.com. We mm-hmm. sell Bitcoin. Basically, it's basically a bot that buys Bitcoin for you automatically.
Especially nowadays, BTC, man.
Yeah.
For a while, ETH.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we just got a couple of more devs on the team. That project is doing very well. And then I have Wazo AI. We do camera analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you pass in front of a camera, we can analyze it.
Mm-hmm. That's
then,
crazy.
Yeah, another company I'm working on right now, we do deep fakes. So yeah, and
so you're diversified, man.
Yeah,
yeah, because people know you kind of like a Twitter personality, Russell and Jimmy's getting people mad, you know, getting kind of like getting a rise out of people, talking about political things, but also talking about contemporary things in the news, everything under the sun.
Yeah,
you were featured on the Joe Rogan podcast about a year ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
2019. Yeah,
because we just hit 2021. Mm-hmm. You know, big following. You got a whole Hotep Nation behind you. So,
yeah.
And you know, a lot of people don't know this. Obviously, you're just like you said, a tech entrepreneur.
Right.
So, can you tell us what the best way to look at money is? In your
Ooh.
Opinion?
Oh, damn. Y'all want to go there with it?
Let's go there.
All right. Where should we start? Well, let's go to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a store of value, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I'll pull out some money here, right?
Okay. Yep.
So I don't know. Let's take this $20 bill here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So inside of this $20 bill is like maybe 3/4 of an Uber Eats order.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Yep. Yep.
So it's like inside this document, this note, this Federal Reserve note, this debt note, is stored things that you can exchange, right? So I'll say, hey, I need some food. I hand you this and you give me food. It's just a means of exchange or a method of exchange. That's all money really is. And the more money you acquire, the more things you can exchange,
mm-hmm.
right? I think what people get wrong about money is they try to hoard money. And really what you have to do is you got to get rid of this shit. You don't want to have money. You know, you want to have something called capital goods, right? And capital goods are like this microphone, like this studio setup, right?
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you, bro.
That's how you want to spend your money. Because when you spend your money on things like this, well, you probably already made your money back for this microphone.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you $1 million, mm-hmm. right? These microphones are going to make you $1 million. So these things are called capital goods.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is people get money and they store it inside a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, due to inflation, and we won't talk about that, but due to things like inflation,
mm-hmm.
Which are caused by money printing or quantitative easing, your money's losing value, you know, which is basically the theft of your energy, the theft of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what you want to do is anytime you get money, you want to move it into a capital good of some sort, move it into the stock market, move it into Bitcoin, something where it can appreciate with value over time.
You know,
that's why a lot of people like to go buy gold.
Because
even if the price of gold goes down, well, you still have something to show for it. You got gold, right? And it's going to treat you a lot better 50 years from now than the dollar will 50 years from now because of all the money printing. I mean, like, look at the trillions they printed just last year or even last month, December.
We print, I think, somewhere around 26% of all U.S. currency in rotation right now.
Ever last year.
You know what I'm saying? And then we were talking about this earlier in our classified conversation that, you know, that a lot of it was actually printed in the month of December, guys. You know, I think right now, I'll tell you guys personally what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to acquire some real estate property right now as we speak. Me and my real estate agent are going back and forth like literally every day because I'm trying to dump as much money as I can into an asset, because at the end of the day right now, having fiat currency is pretty foolish. You know what I mean? With the way, because there's a crash coming, guys. I'm telling you, it's definitely coming. So, you know, you definitely need to put your money into something.
Well, I think that, what were you going
to
say?
No, no. So, you know, it's funny you said that, because I feel like if, for example, right, all the like electricity went out, right? And your money's in the bank. You can't touch it.
Right.
So what happens at that point?
Right.
Now, if you had assets that were like exchangeable goods.
Yeah.
You could barter and say, hey, you know what? Things are down right now, but here, I'll trade you this for this.
Yeah.
Something of value.
Yeah.
The dollar has no value. So, like, to me, it's like, it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah. I think the best thing to buy right now is guns and ammo.
I'll tell you this. So, I'll give you guys a little insider thing. A girl that I'm dealing with right now, she actually is in the, she lives in California, and she approves people that want to get concealed carry licenses. And she told me, as soon as Biden took office, and as soon as they started restricting gun laws in California, everyone started buying guns like crazy. And they're, the state of California right now is around 6 months behind.
Yeah.
As far as like people getting their gun permits and actually getting interviewed for the gun permit, you know, classification. So that just goes to tell you, you know, the demand for weapons is there.
I mean, just for the example where he said, you know, if the lights go out, right, there's a whole lot of capital goods that might depreciate in value. Guns are forever.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And the more they come become strict with the laws, the more valuable they become, the more valuable the ammo becomes, you know? So I think get yourself a couple of guns. You don't need a whole lot of guns. It's more important to have a lot of ammunition. Ammunition is actually a little bit more valuable, I'd say, than the guns, because you run into all these ammo shortages, so on and so forth.
Right.
But yeah, I would say buy guns and buy ammo is a great store of value.
Any other investments you think people should, you know, kind of look towards putting their hard cash towards?
Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Yeah. ETH is Ethereum's fucking, like, if you dollar cost average into Ethereum, you'd make more money than Bitcoin right now, depending on what year, of course.
I think it's a little too late to get into BTC right now, personally, in my opinion. That's what I think. I mean, it's kind of expensive. You know what I mean? It's at like the 30 grand. I mean, it's going to keep going up. But I mean, for like the average person dropping 30K, I mean, I don't know. I would go ETH instead.
30K?
It's, yeah.
You don't have to pay 30K.
No, no, no. I mean, you can get portions of it, of course. But I'm saying like
You think that's a high price to pay right now?
For the average person that doesn't have a lot of money sitting around, I would say it's a lot. I would say ETH is good because you can get an ETH right now. Well, I don't know what it's at. I looked this morning, it was around 1300.
But you got to ask yourself this.
Yeah.
What is Bitcoin going to be worth in 10 years?
Facts. That's true.
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
If you look at it that way, Bitcoin's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that's why we created CoinBitsApp.com. Because you just dollar cost average and let your shit just buy every week.
You if you're buying portions, I could see it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
like I'm
by
just
little.
Saying, yeah, buying little by little, but it's just that like I feel like at this point it's like you're almost too late. You know what I mean? But you know, it depends on how long you plan to hold it. I mean, I'm gonna hold for a minute, so it's whatever. But
I don't know. I think the price is gonna go like crazy in, you know, 10 years and
what do you estimate?
Maybe a million or something.
You think it'll go worth one BTC will be worth a million in 10 years?
Yeah.
10 years?
Yeah.
That's I mean they're saying 90,000 by the end of I think either was it, I think next year they said 90,000.
What year is the last Bitcoin gonna be mined? I gotta look that up. You know, not to tell you, but when that last Bitcoin is mined,
bam,
it's gonna be a mad dash.
So crypto, guns, what else you think people should dump there?
I think you gotta focus on cash flow.
Cash flow, of course.
Actually, that leads to my next question, right?
Yeah.
So all people talk about having money in the bank, right?
Yeah.
You said earlier, very good point.
Yeah.
doing having savings.
Yeah.
But what about financial freedom? What does that mean to you?
Everybody uses the word financial freedom, and I use the phrase time freedom, right?
Okay.
So when we think about money, money's supposed to buy you time.
Right.
Right? You exchange money with time. If you want to get something done, you can either do it yourself or you can pay somebody to do it so you don't got to spend time doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think – when I thought about money, like my dad asked me one day, he said, what do you want to do with your life, right? And I said, Dad, honestly, as long as I could work from anywhere on my laptop, I'm fine. I'm happy, right? And, you know, I just dreamt of being in Miami on my laptop. And here I am. Like,
there you go. There you
like,
go,
my
man.
My laptop's right here. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I wake up whenever the fuck I want. I go to sleep whenever the fuck I want. You know, I do what the fuck I want when I want. Literally, you know. And I don't do much. You know, I'm 40. I'm washed now. You know? I got kids and, you know, I just try to spend a lot of time with my kids, you know?
Yeah.
But I got my nephew, Highlight Vibe, in the building. So
shout out to him.
He make music, you know? So I just try to be with fam. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. That's important.
Yeah. Like I could have done anything. I could have flew a bitch down here and I'm like, nah, I'm flying my nephew out. Let him get away from, you know, whatever he dealing with. Let him come out here, enjoy some sunshine and, you know, do him. So I'm all about fam. You know what I mean? So, you know, money's got to buy time with family, you know, because we only got a short life, at least in this existence, you know, until your next life. So, but yeah, money's about buying time. You know, I don't deal with financial freedom. I deal with time freedom. And as long as my time is free, I'm doing the right things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like, you know, it's funny. That's all a sort of point because, for example, people say all the time, you know what? Damn, I wish I was rich.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo. What's the point of being rich if you have to work really hard
for
it
every
single day?
Yeah.
But if you have your time back,
yeah.
You could do what you feel like and give to people that you actually care about.
Yeah. So. Like I could go get, you know, a stupid dope job right now, but I have to get up at 8 a.m. and fucking have a boss and all this type of shit. And I'm like, I'll just take a pay cut and work for myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And just work on my own revenue streams, you know? So, that's like I said, you know, I don't think about financial freedom. I think financial freedom is when you don't have to think about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like your bills come and they're just like automatically paid and you're not stressed, right? So I'm financially free. Like I don't have to stress about money. You know, for me now, it's just about getting to the next level, you know, that billionaire status, right?
Right.
And getting one of these companies to unicorn. I mean, I'm on pace to be, you know, a multimillionaire in the next 2 years. So, like, I'm not really, like, concerned with that.
You're not stressed.
Yeah, I'm not stressed that. But, again, I don't stress money. I stress time. Like, how much time am I creating with these decisions I make? Because if I make the decision to work with a company that's going to take my time, that's probably not a good investment, right? So that's why when I deal with companies, I don't work in these companies. I'm just an advisor on the board.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then I just take equity. And then I leverage my celebrity, my influence, and my platforms. And to help provide growth for these companies, you know, because a lot of companies, what do? They go hire an influencer. So it's like, yo, nah, put me on a board. I'll be an influencer and I get my other influencer friends down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ain't got to worry about that. It's one less. And plus, I'm a growth strategist as a trade. You know,
yep.
I do marketing as a trade.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you how to grow your company. So you don't even have to hire a marketing strategist. I'm going to tell you who to hire in your business to grow your company.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes sense to work with me, right? Because I'm going to save you mad money and make you mad money, you know? So, but yeah, I just, you know, like I have a mogul summit and every Saturday I do this class and I teach them. I'm like, yo, if y'all working, y'all not doing something right, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I don't work because there are times where I sit down and I got to grind out. Like I'm writing a book right now and I got to study and I got to research. But that's not work for me because it's fun. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But I always tell people if you are doing the work, you know, for example, my homie, he does T-shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like cutouts of different people. So one day I opened up the app. I was like, you make t-shirts, right? I'm like, watch this. So I pulled up a picture of, I don't know, Tupac or some shit like that. Pulled him into the AI app and removed the background and showed it to him in 2 seconds. He's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it takes me an hour just to cut somebody out. I'm like, yeah, AI does that now, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, instead of me doing work, I'll spend 30 minutes trying to figure out how I can do it faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's funny. That reminds me of that book. I think it's called Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco.
Okay.
Kind of like where you... Build like a process or like a machine
yeah.
does it for you.
Yeah.
Like for example, if you're building like a pyramid, right? It's block by block.
Yeah.
But if you have something doing it for you,
yeah.
you can sit back and say, hey, you know what? That machine's going to do it for me.
Right.
And you can focus on other things that really matter
Correct.
To you.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
We got a super chat here from Bitcoin. Bobby, $20 super chat. Thank you so much, yep. BTC Bobby. Hotep dropping gems. You have to look at BTC as a commodity like gold. Hold it for 10 plus years and pass it on for to your kids. It'll be worth 1 million plus. Buy a BTA, but buy BTH now also. I agree,
ETH,
man.
ETH.
ETH. Sorry, I said BTH?
Yeah.
The ETH, guys. Yeah. Definitely get Ethereum, guys. It's like, it's a lower barrier to entry right now. So, and it's going to explode soon. We estimate it'll be 10K by the end of this year. Right?
I mean, it's one of the safer technology and protocols. A lot of people are plugged into that Ethereum protocol.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, so I think it's a safer tokens. Coin, and it pretty much it's going to go up, guys. It's almost inevitable. Yeah. So obviously you're a business owner, multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
For someone that's aspiring to become an entrepreneur, how do they find the business that's right for them?
Study your interests. You know, like somebody. So I made this one kid a millionaire. He'll be a millionaire this year, and it was funny because at first he. He was working for some coin company in the basement or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's working in the coin company and in the basement, and he just wasn't happy with life. And he ran across my book, Dominate Twitter. So, you know, everybody says it just changes their mindset on how to think like an entrepreneur. And
yeah.
it's basically designed to do that. It changes how to look at creating a business.
Mm-hmm.
So he completely revamped his Twitter account, started all over, started up his eBay course. And then he opened up a group, and then the group just grew to like 20,000 members, I think he's at right now, something
wow.
like that. Something
nice. He teaches people how to sell product on eBay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, and he's like.
People still really, eBay's still like a big.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can still make money on eBay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as profitable as it used to be, but
yeah.
you can still.
I feel like Amazon just kind of came in and it was like, boom, you know, we're taking over. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
But, you know, with the auctions.
Yeah.
Like the auctions of eBay is what makes it unique.
eBay was huge in the early 2000s.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to.
Yeah. Huge.
I remember I would post like three bands. I had three bands in my hands on MySpace. Also fucking hawking electronics on eBay.
Yeah, man.
I didn't have a job, so I had to find it some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, remember y'all was doing boxes and shit for me? My nephew was there. Highlight. It was him and his sister. I never did pay y'all either.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
they cussed me out.
Yeah.
It's like, I think they told their moms, yo, never paid you. I was like, yo, look, I ran through that money. I don't even know where that money went.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he remembers that.
Something that people are interested in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for bringing me back.
Yeah.
Follow your interests, man. See what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And study it like, you know, like it's your life, you know. For example, I was working with the 50 Cent Project, and I did the Carmelo Anthony coconut water, and I was in CPG, consumer packaged goods, and all that was great. And I was working with celebrities and investors, and I was telling them, like, yo, let's move into this mobile app space because the CPG stuff is all slow, you know, because, like, first you got to package the product,
yeah,
and you got to
yeah.
approve this and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like
a lot of overhead, too, man.
A lot of overhead.
Like, and I can say this from the fitness business industry. Like, people that get into supplement companies,
yeah,
it's a high rate of failure, man.
Yeah, and then you got to have a warehouse to store your
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, man. It's
with the software, it's like, upload new versions out. You
man,
know, it's
low
like,
overhead,
boom.
Man. Low
yeah,
overhead.
And low overhead. Super low, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, let's move into this mobile app space. This is like 2012, 2013. Everybody just thought I was retarded. So I was like, well, I'm going to go find the people that are in it. So I went to go apply for a job, and I didn't get the job, and I was rejected because I always got the job. And it's because I didn't know what the hell the dude was talking about. He was asking me these questions about the app store. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? So I spent that whole year just like studying. And in studying the app store, I started studying digital marketing. And I'm like, okay, I knew digital marketing, but there's this whole other science of analytics and conversion rates and optimization and landing page stuff.
Yeah.
So I just like learned that whole science.
Right.
And then I launched my agency, and then I worked for another agency at the same time. So I was doing ASO, SEO, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, AdRoll, and just a whole bunch of stuff under the marketing umbrella. So I was like just dealing with like three, four tech companies at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, but I was studying. I was, you know, like I studied that shit. Until I, you know, I knew it and I still study it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that it comes from your interest. Like a
yeah.
lot of people are like searching for stuff.
Yeah.
Your intuition will guide you, and your intuition speaking to you through your DNA, through your interest. Your DNA is telling your interests. So whatever your interests are, like even if you play basketball,
mm-hmm.
right? Or you study basketball, know that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Know the weight of the basketball, you know, where it was made, the history of it. Know
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is, just know it through and through. And study your craft, man. And then through that, you become an expert, and people pay experts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. You're getting paid to be an expert.
Step one, find something you love,
yeah.
right? Something that you actually genuinely interests you.
Yeah.
Step two, find a way to monetize it with low overhead, I would say, right?
Don't monetize it. Study it first.
Study it first. Okay.
Yeah. And the monetization will come.
Okay. And become an expert at it where people will pay you for
it. Yeah, like
that knowledge.
Like I told you with my dude that did the eBay business,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't thinking about doing the membership program.
Okay.
Right? It was just in being in that, people were asking him, well, what are the best products?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, snap, I can solve this need with a membership program.
Bam.
So it's like it's just starting,
yeah.
things start to happen
right.
and it makes sense. And you find the gaps and holes. Whereas mm-hmm. people are trying to look for them. If you start, the holes show themselves. They reveal themselves.
And it's funny because, like, your marketplace will tell you, you know what? I want this.
Yeah.
You know what? I can offer you this in this way, and we both benefit. We
right.
both add value to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we talked about, you know, finding a business, starting it, et cetera, trying to, you know, keep your overhead low, everything like that. What about budgeting? What would you suggest to someone that's trying to figure out a way to budget? How should they structure the income versus investing versus what to use for business expenses, what to not? How would you?
Yeah. So again, it comes back to that time thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always look at, you know, how much are we spending on this campaign, and how much time is this campaign gonna cost?
Mm-hmm.
The key to business is to lower costs and increase profits.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you increase your profits, you want to look at how you can lower costs.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay. So as you make more money, actually focus on decreasing the cost.
Yeah, that's how you increase your profits.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll see it with a lot of companies. At the end of the year, they lay off like 30,000 workers,
even though they had a bang up year.
Yeah,
but they don't. So don't scale and grow bigger, and maybe your costs come up, but your profits are going to
go
up.
I'm talking
well.
About like those Fortune 500 companies.
Oh,
well,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Cutthroat.
Like,
yeah, cutthroat.
Yeah, cutthroat. Like they'll look at the books and they'll be like, how can we squeeze out another 30 mil this year? You know, if we cut staff by 10%, because the staff spent that year growing that revenue. If you cut them, you increase your revenue for the next year,
yeah.
because they already did the work.
Yes, yes.
You know, so why do you need to keep them
they've
around?
They've almost like set up that stream.
Yeah.
So keeping them there now is not even worth it.
Yeah.
So like bam, what? Kick them. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you just kick them out, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Corporate America, baby, you got to love it.
Yeah, that's how corporate America works,
yeah.
you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I just look at it like as far as budgeting, I don't know. I don't know how to budget. I don't budget. I just don't spend money.
You're right. Damn. There you
right,
go. There
right.
you go. Yeah. Just you're naturally. Right. And I'll say this, man. Like if you're naturally minimalistic in general.
Yeah.
Budgeting isn't that hard, man.
Yeah.
Like
I'm very minimalistic.
Yeah.
Like you look
same.
At me and it's just like I wear sweatpants and like.
Same here, bro.
Like whatever. It's right. like. I spend when it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't cheap out on it. Like it's like, oh,
yeah.
we're doing a podcast. Podcast need a mic. All right. We buy mics. Done.
Yeah.
You know, like shit that makes sense. Because
yeah.
all that shit is tax write-off anyway. For
yeah,
business,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So
yep.
we're going to take that off profits anyway.
Yep.
You know, but it's like sometimes just people go wild with the budget.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that necessary?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you kind of got to look at, you have to look at the output of what you're spending on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
Is there going to be an ROI on spending this money? If there's not an ROI on it, don't spend it.
Yeah. Right.
If you can't see a clear ROI on it, don't spend it. But sometimes, like, that's the funny part in risk is knowing and in being in business, knowing what risk to take.
Yeah. yeah
saying,
yeah.
like,
fact.
I don't know what the ROI is, but I think there might be
yeah.
a good ROI.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just like you just try and fail.
You can speculate and try it.
Yeah.
For example, as you guys can see, we have this lovely stripper pole here in the back. And that costs
yeah.
us, like,
that's,
like,
that's what you got to do. That's,
yeah,
invest,
yeah.
that's investing,
yeah.
right? So, like, you in the business, that just makes sense. It's just like, yo, we be having strippers in here, stripper pole, right?
Yeah.
Yes, done. All right.
Bam.
Like, I'm not trying to figure out does that make sense for the budget. It just makes sense,
yeah.
like, you know, from common
improves
sense.
Aesthetic and everything. So, we had a,
yeah.
we had a porn star in here yesterday. Kiki Clout was her name.
Yeah.
And she was on the No Jumper podcast with Adam 22, which is a very, you know,
yeah.
you know who they are because you've been out there. You did Joe Rogan. So, you know, No Jumper podcast, obviously very big, you know, hip hop type podcast, etc. And she told us, yeah, your guys' setup destroys Adam 22. And I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah.
But like that's what it takes. Like if the thing is, if you're like trying to come up,
You almost have to destroy your competition so it's obvious that you know what you're like, that you're, that, you know. Since you're starting from a deficit, you almost have to overcompensate with like the content quality and everything like that. That's why like people wonder like, well, Myron, how much does that studio cost you? Blah, blah, blah. How much do you spend? Well, it costs me a lot, but I'll tell you guys this. I don't spend like any money on myself, like rarely. You know, I buy, wear the same clothes.
What you got to worry about is recurring costs.
Bam. Yeah.
Like these one-time investments are dope. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
But something that has like a maintenance fee attached to it.
Bam.
Or like or recurring.
And Man Fresh
costs.
Just went over that. We had to make some changes and switch some stuff around. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
Stuff is, like that recurrence cost. Like for example, we just did the Grifties, right?
Yep.
And there was a budget with that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And there was no clear ROI.
Yeah.
Right. At all. Like we didn't make any money off of throwing the Griftie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact.
Yeah.
You know, like. The branding,
yep,
and you know,
course.
Now people are talking about
exactly,
it, you know, and
which will lead to possible future customers, more reach, etc. These types of things.
What I think about branding,
mm-hmm.
I think about leaving an impression on someone's life,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot put a monetary value on that.
Bam,
right?
Bam,
yep. And that's what's wrong with it. Like, this is why I stopped working with startups, because what they want to do is every time you spend, they want to know what's the exact ROI on it.
Right.
And sometimes I'm like, you can't calculate the ROI on this spend, but you got to spend this. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a hard time doing it because they got a board and
investors
and all these people. So I was like, nah, I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm going to go do my own thing.
So they'll bring you in as a consultant.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we got a super. We'll read this real fast. Ricky Webster with a 999 super chat. Props to you guys for all that you do. Enough respect. I'd like to know what would be the best first investment for a first form of passive income, investing in stocks or real estate? That's a great question. We'll finish this topic here, and then we'll answer that just to finish back. So the startup companies, basically, they bring you in to advise, and then they try to pitch step on your toes.
You know, they're spending other people's money, so they're kind of scared. Like, what's the ROI on that? Because I'm going to have to explain that shit to the investor. And it's just like, ain't no ROI on it, bro. You're going to have to trust me.
And honestly, that's why, real talk, that's why, like, I'm proud of this, bro. I can confidently say all this money that we put into the studio, everything like that, that's our money. We're not in any debt. We didn't ask nobody for this money. We pay for all of it upfront cash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We own all this shit. So the thing is that now we can
that's
run our show.
Too.
We can run our show the way we want. We can do the topics we want because we don't have other interests in it that can, like, come in and tell us, oh, well, you guys can't bring strippers on or you guys can't do late night streams. No, we do what we want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's very important to own your stuff and put your own money into it, which, you know, that's a great point. But with the super chatter's question about real estate versus...
Well, I don't know how you use stocks for passive income.
Yeah, bro.
You definitely don't want to use stocks.
I think he means probably more like what, like, he's talking more about dividends. Yeah, is what I think what he means.
Dividends?
Yeah, but even still, you're reinvesting those.
Yeah. And dividend, bro, one thing I learned from, like, the stock market, like, if you want to live off of, like, dividends or whatever, you got to put in millions, bro. Like, roughly, if you want to get $10,000 a month, you have to put in somewhere around $3 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. I think
you're putting money in the stock market not to make money. You're putting money in the stock market not to lose money due to deflation and inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one where you the value of money decreases? I forget what it's called. But that's why you're doing it, because the money ain't – you're losing 2% on a dollar a year minimum. Who knows after last year's spending? Who knows what it is?
And even these high-yield savings account can't save you. You know what I mean?
Like
Capital One, 360, all that, those don't even save you. The highest ones, I think, are like 1.7, which is still – you're barely keeping up, you know?
Yeah, you're storing money. You're storing your money somewhere, so in a few years it don't disappear.
Yeah.
Right.
Facts. I like real estate, man. I mean, to answer your question, bro, like real estate, the beauty with the real estate is that you're putting in some of your money, but you're leveraging money from the banks and other people's money, right? As Robert Kiyosaki says, and like you're using that to gain an asset, and then you're having someone else, especially if it's rental property, pay down and build equity for you. But that's a whole. We'll do what
you gotta with the real estate. You gotta just pay attention to the pity payment and tax payment and maintenance costs.
Bam. Yeah. Yep.
And as long as those monthly costs are below what you're going to, because the only thing that makes sense to buy right now is an investment property.
Yes.
Right. So if you're going to buy investment properties, I would say go for it.
Yeah.
Just make sure you calculate the pity.
Yeah. You got to make it work.
Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And then the maintenance costs, you know, as long as that shit makes sense and it's below what you're going to get, even if it's like, you know, maybe $100, $200 that you're making, that's cash flow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So definitely. You just want to make sure you're positive cash flow.
Yeah. And any deal, it depends on the deal, but a deal can work. You just got to make the numbers work. Sorry, Homestead.
Yeah.
Did you say something?
Oh. Yo, your food downstairs.
We got Uber Eats on the way.
Alpha Zone,
salute, fellas. Keep up the work. Self-preserve physically, financially, and spiritually to become the best version of yourself. Thank you so much, Alpha Zone, with the $19.99 super chat.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, guys, we will do an episode on real estate. We might bring John from Bulldog Mindset back to like break it down like in detail. And we also have our real estate agent who's really good as well. And we might bring him in and do a show with him as well. And we'll break it down. We could talk about the South Florida market as well, because I'm like, that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I can actually, when I buy my property and everything, I'll document that for you guys. But we got Caffeine God with the $5 super chat. Yo, Hotep, I have a digital business and I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I have no idea how to brand and grow within Instagram.
Damn, yo, that's an expensive question for a $5 super chat.
For real.
You might need to send a $99.99 super chat.
You're going to have to throw us another $100 for that one, bro. All right, so what I'm gonna give y'all a gem. I'm gonna give y'all a gem.
Well, here we go.
That nobody else is gonna tell you. Branding equals consistency. Bam. That's what branding is. What is it that you do over and over again that people remember? For example, when I used to go on my streams, I used to always wear my robe.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear the same robe every single time. Then one day, as an experiment, I didn't wear the robe. And people said, yo, where's your robe? Right? That let me know I was branding correctly.
Yeah.
If you're some sort of digital designer, you need to find some way to have a signature or your art needs to have some sort of signature characteristic to it and bring that every single time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You see, what's the name does that? Kevin Samuels. He's got that little flippy thingy.
Yeah. Oh, the thing that spins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, with the candles and the lighting and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his
talisman. And wearing a suit, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. That's his talisman. I want everybody to go look up talisman. Every great magician has a talisman. I'm not saying anything else because I was a cheap-ass super chat.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
You're welcome, bro. That was a good tidbit right there. We got Don DeMarco with a 199. Hit the Don DeMarco button. Let's type it up. See, there you go. Branding right there, man. Shout out to Don DeMarco. He made a YouTube
Brandon.
Username called Don DeMarco, and every time he comes in, he says, hey, hit that Don DeMarco. We also got another guy that comes in that's named Link, which, Link, if you're in here, super chat, bro. Okay, Nathaniel Naranjo with the $5 super chat. I'm new here and I love the content. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
bro,
man.
I told you guys forever, we're taking over. Like, this DJ Khaled, like, we do everything. We bring strippers on, we bring entrepreneurs, we bring guys in the manosphere, we bring other dudes with clout, whatever it is, man. We bring everybody on here. So, anybody else, Chris?
No, we're good.
We good now? Okay.
And cool. That's all a part of branding.
Oh, we have 339 viewers and only 147 likes.
Okay, guys, don't forget to
like
the video,
comment, subscribe.
Comment below saying Philion is a dork because we're going to roast him. And also comment that Curtis Connor is the beta male. And I will make sure to respond to each and every comment that makes fun of Philion or Curtis Connor because we're going to cook both of them. We got something in store for you guys. I'm getting the sizzle ready. But, yeah, we're picking up dirt on all these dorks. But, yeah, guys, like the video, man. Like the video.
So, Hotep, question, right? In this life, we all have distractions.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
We're brothers. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
The ladies out there.
Yeah.
You heard?
Yeah.
But how do you handle those distractions on your way to the top?
The whole distraction?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know, right?
That's a tough one, man. That's one that I struggle with. You know, I struggle with that my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to have all the ladies. I used to have all the ladies, man. They used to get me sidetracked. But what I found out was, I had the ladies because I was so focused.
Bam. Mm.
You know, and when I realized, you know, why they were attracted to me, it made me become more focused. But, you know, I was always the different one out of my crew. You know, like, we had a record label. I had one friend who, you know, was supposed to be my business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was Friday night, Saturday night. We in the studio. He wanted to go to the club with his other friend. So he used to just throw me his half for the studio money. And I was sitting in the studio with the guys, you know. But I was just so, like, goal-driven.
that and very focused in the moment at all times. So when I was around ladies and we was with the crew, they always looked at me like the Sean Diddy Combs of the situation.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So when I started to realize my leadership capabilities, it was just like, if I want to attract more women, I got to just be a better entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think what helped me with women being a distraction mm-hmm. was just hating them.
Damn.
Bro, I love that.
I started to just grow a disdain for women.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the more I started to learn them, the more I started to dislike them.
You know, they always say you can either understand women or love them, but you can't do both at the same time.
Yeah.
And then once you really started to like understand how they operate and everything like that, it kind of like motivated you more to work because you understood that, like, you know, I always say it, when you're chasing money and becoming successful, like you might as well just do that anyway, because if you don't, the girls aren't going to mess with you regardless. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, game is obviously very important.
You know what really turned me off from women when I was working with 50?
Let's talk about that real quick. Let's go down memory lane, Hotep.
Man, look.
Because you saw the dark side of hypergamy.
Groupies.
Yeah.
Yo. Like I told you, I think this was private, but I had my assistant, and my assistant bad as shit.
Uh-huh.
A little Dominican mom.
Yeah, yeah.
We still cool to this day. She's cool. She's good people. You know what I'm saying? Me and her was not messing around or nothing like that. We was just, it was
no cap
business. No cap. No cap. No cap. In another lifetime, I would have cracked though. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, me and her just got so cool that it was just like, it was kind of weird for us to be like messing around like that. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I would crack, you know, on a good night. I don't know, like I'd be at the club and we'd be doing execution and women would just flock towards me.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking in my head, like, just last year when I was nobody, where the fuck were you, bitch?
Yeah.
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot.
Now I'm hot. You all on me.
Yeah.
So I used to tell my assistant, like, yo, like they used to come up and talk to me because they know I was working with 50 and they wanted the sponsorship or some shit like that. And I was like, yo, I wouldn't even say nothing. I just point to my assistant.
Yeah. Go talk to her.
Yeah.
We got four super chats. All right, well, because I want to go a little bit deeper into this 50 story. Okay, Roland Colthurst with the $5 super chat. Peace to the Saints. Game all, ain't all about women. Thank you to your our host and guests. Get those likes up. Thank you so much, Roland.
Thanks,
how many likes we have, by the way? Guys, like the video.
181.
What is it? 191. Guys, get us at least 181. All right, guys, we're gonna pause the show until we get. Well, we got 372 live viewers right now. We're going to pause the show until we hit 250. Okay? So I'm going to play this annoying Who Wants to Be a Millionaire song, and we're going to shamelessly plug our merchandise and Hotep's merchandise as well until you guys get us to 250 likes, and it begins now. Okay. So patreon.com/FreshFit, where you can get exclusive content, and you guys can see the receipts here, do the Zoom calls with us.
Two girls, one table.
We'll do a Zoom call either tonight or tomorrow, one of the things. Guys, we got a stack. We got to go get Rollo from the airport after this. And then Hotep has a show as well at 8 p.m. And then what else are we selling? Oh, yeah, T-shirts and sweaters. Guys, we got sweaters, T-shirts. We got the famous T-shirt as well in stock. When girls reschedule, I punish bad behavior with the skull on it, you know, because I am Frank Castle. We got the Legacy CEO shirts, Unplugged Lifestyle, Unplugged Fitness. Hotep, what are you selling?
BrianSharp.co. Books, I write the most epic books in the history. Man, I wanted to do it with the music.
No. You're good.
I write the most epic books, tales, and history of the Hotep Jesus.
Tell the people, man.
Saga.
Talk your smack. Tell them.
It is the rules, the unbreakable rules of masculinity.
He's looking at the camera. That's how you know.
Brian Sharp. There are 22 rules that every man must follow. They want to cultivate the love of the woman and cultivate the love of their life and to master and make her submit.
There you go.
We love it, baby. How many likes we at?
Oh, we
have
220.
Okay. Yo, guys, 30 more likes, and we're gonna continue the show. We're gonna talk about the 50 Cent Chronicles with Hotep, because he did work with 50 Cent for how long did you work with him? For like a year, right? Plus, no,
two
no longer.
Years.
2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was back when 50 was hot, guys. Like early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, what else are we selling, Fresh? Oh. I'm taking on fitness clients, guys. If you're fat and tired of not getting your D sucked by your girl because your stomach is hanging too low and she has to move it out the way to do it, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram or, you know, the schedule one-on-one consultation, one thing I'll help you get in shape. Fresh also has one more spot left to run your Instagram, where he'll basically run your Instagram, do your stories for you, pictures, posts, all that other stuff. And yeah, he'll help you get girls, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a bunch of consults lined up, so thanks guys for reaching out.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
So if you need help with your Instagram, hit him up. If you need help with your fitness, hit me up. The links are below, guys, one-on-one consultations. Also, Chris, can you give the people an update on Anchor? Because they've been asking, and they want to know what's going on with that.
Yes, I will definitely upload new episodes this week. So keep following us on Anchor, keep supporting us, and we're good to go.
Bam. Okay, and we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything, guys. New episodes are coming this week. Just that we had to switch our RSS feed because we transitioned from Anchor to Buzzsprout. So we're on both platforms now, and you're going to be able to get us on everything. We're taking over, and we're all over the place like COVID-19, all right?
How many likes?
How many likes are we at?
234.
234. Guys, 60 more likes, and then we can continue the interview. Come on, 360 live viewers right now.
There you go.
And we have six super chats.
Six super chats to go. Okay. We will not get to super chats until we get the likes
I'm
up.
Such a hypocrite.
Yeah, go ahead.
My assistant was bad as shit.
Thinking about it. That's funny.
239.
She's bad as 230, shit.
Oh, we hit 239? Right.
I said I wouldn't hit.
11 more likes, guys.
I'm lying.
You would have, right?
Cap. I didn't. Like, there's no cap. I didn't. But, like, I'm thinking now, like,
I should have
cracked.
It's okay, man.
You still can, right?
It happens. You can just hit her up still.
No comment.
What are we at now, Chris?
245.
245? Okay, guys, five more likes, and we're going to continue the show.
You know what I think it was? I think it was just, like,
yeah.
Focus. Like, I have this, like, fucking passion to, like, fucking be the man.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, how can I allow my assistant to see me as a weak man who wants some POSSY?
Facts, like, facts.
I think it was more or less I couldn't allow her to see me like
that. Yeah. Because when you're trying to get laid, it does show, you do have to show some vulnerability.
Yeah.
And let's keep it real. A woman, six. What are we at, by the way, Chris?
We've made it to 50.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So I was going to say, I think that's a great frame to have, because here's the thing. Everybody, a lot of people I know that like have female assistants, whatever, they make a point to not try to get with her, because as soon as you bang a chick, bro, she's going to think you owe her something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also,
everything's wrong,
let's keep it real. Women's only real power over men is their sexuality. So when you take that away from them, it's done. Because let's keep it real. Most chicks don't really bring much else to the table. That's another story. Okay, we got some super chats. Let's hit them, Chris. Don DeMarco, 199. Hit it one more time. Can't wait for Rolo in studio. Yeah, bro. This is going to be a lit interview. Also, guys, just so you guys know the schedule. Obviously, today we got Hotep. Tomorrow we got Rolo Tomasi at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Wednesday, we're going to have all four of us in studio, Rolo, Hotep, myself, and Fresh. And this is going to be a great one because, obviously, it's going to be like Twitter. Every Twitter person's dreams is coming true on Wednesday. We're going to have all four of us. We're going to discuss masculinity and the state of it right now in the West. It's going to be a great conversation. Okay, Roland Coldhurst with the other $5 super chat. Punisher, we was Black Knights. Absolutely, bro. We're all Frank Castle now, holding chicks accountable, man. Solomon Deal with the $5 super chat. Why do women want your attention more when you ignore them and focus on your purpose?
That's
a great question. Let's tackle that one real quick.
Human nature.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, women want what they can't get. And if they see you with other chicks, they know that you're pre-selected, and pre-selection is by far the strongest attraction trigger to women.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, guys, real quick, man, because I get a lot of you guys complaining, oh, why are you bringing these strippers here? Oh, why are you bringing these OnlyFans girls? Bro, shut the fuck up. The reason why we bring these chicks on is because it shows a lot of RP truths that we talk about. Me and Fresh know what we're doing when we ask these questions, guys, because it's one thing for us to sit here and cry about hypergamy all day, all this other stuff, but when it's confirmed naturally by questions that we ask and these girls confirm the truth that we talk about, it's way more potent. It's a learning thing, bro. And yesterday, literally, Kiki came in, and she was very honest, man. Shout out to Kiki Cloud. We're going to have her back on, guys.
Yeah.
She said it. I like a guy. I want my man to be able to get with other chicks. It turns me on.
Yeah.
And you know why I respect her? Because she was spitting straight facts. Other girls will never admit that, because if they tell you, oh, I like it when you go with other girls. What's going to happen? Her man's going to run around and bang a bunch of dudes, and chicks never want to have to compete, bro. That's why when we teach you this type of content, hey, you got to become high value. You got to make it work for your attention, whatever. Mm-hmm. These chicks don't want to work for your attention, bro. They want to be able to be put on a pedestal, chill, and not give you sex and be bitches. So it's like, nah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Also, one side note as well, right? What dating coach do you know has this caliber of women in studio back to back? I mean, Bam. Come on, guys. You talk about, oh, where's receipts? Bro, we show y'all every single day on Instagram and on YouTube. So at the end of the day, guys, we're the real deal. We're in the game. That's it.
Wait,
we're
somebody, CBS, was bro. Somebody was complaining because you had bitches
wait,
around?
Yeah.
So in the comments, sometimes they'll complain. People, why do you have these chicks in here, bro? Well, this is like bad, stupid content. Bro, we do everything. We bring chicks. We bring entrepreneurs. We bring, you know, influencers.
What does
everybody.
That say about another man that he's upset that another man has women around?
Bruh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a lot, man.
I
want to
see fully on roads.
Yeah, bro.
I'm
so,
like, bro, really?
Okay, we got Tricky Trini.
I seen, what was his name, Kiki?
Yeah.
I checked Instagram yesterday. Kiki, I'm like, damn, I didn't come to Miami one day too late.
That's funny.
Yo, Tricky, Chris, can you read that one? Because I'm blind.
Took it to 99. Hotep, what keeps you driven? And do you have a daily goal that keeps you going daily?
What keeps me going? What keeps me going is the drive to be better, right? I want to be the best version of myself. I'm competing with myself. And it's just like, I think I set like high goals. So like one of them is to be a billionaire, not a millionaire, a billionaire. So like setting like really high goals that I know are attainable, finding out, you know, like what's your 10-year goal? All right, now how do I do my 10-year goal in 5 years? All right, I figured out how to do it in 5 years. How do I do it in 1 year? All right. So then like, you know, like thinking about these things, but it's just a drive to be better. It's in my DNA though. You know, some people, I don't know. Some people just cut from a different cloth.
Bam. Lee Maxfield, shout out to these three high value men. Thank you so much, Lee. I'll catch the replay. Thanks for all you do. All these dudes out here idolizing Peter Parker when they should be idolizing Frank Castle. Facts, bro. Parker out here sipping for a chick that don't even like him. Out here running into buildings trying to save her. She's always getting in trouble about to get kidnapped by the Green Goblin. So they can run inside with a tight ass suit. Hey, I'm going to come save you. She won't even give him no booty. All right,
master's enemy.
Yeah. Bro, the terrible, man. Don't there be a sip. Don't be Peter Parker, guys. You got to be Frank Castle. All right, we got caffeine guy with the $20 super chat. Specifically for Hotep, your thoughts on of the music industry now. It's a self-selling consumer base rather than selling to other industries. Also, brain money go on King.
I don't know what the question is.
I think he's asking about the music industry. It's a self-selling consumer base. I think he wants your thoughts on the consumer industry. The music industry, contemporary wise. I mean, you were music industry in the early 2000s versus now. What would you say?
It's the same shit.
There you go.
Same shit, new music.
Yeah.
You know, it's an artificial industry. It's synthetic. All the relationships are fake.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's very hard to find genuine people in that industry.
Right.
That's why I got out, because I just, you know, I remember I was somewhere. I'm not gonna say no names, but I was we had a celebrity that would come in our office and we were working on deals with him. We come in the office, I had to connect a Ciroc. So we'd come in, I'd pour him some Ciroc on the rocks and get him fucked up, and then we'd kick it in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we'd go to different parties and I'd see people at parties. So he walks into this party one day and then he stops at the door, right? And he looks and he's waiting for people to like rush and come and greet him.
Mm.
So he's like doing that sort of thing.
Wow. The narcissist.
Right. So I'm like, he walks in and I see him and he walks in and I'm standing like right next to him like this.
Cause you knew what he was doing.
Yeah. I'm just watching him. So he's like waiting for me to come over and greet him.
Mm.
So I'm just like, whatever. I look him off. After he realized nobody coming over, he come to me like, yo, what's good, B? How you? I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? How you?
Man.
Yeah, you back down to earth now? Welcome. You know? So there's like a lot of like, it's just like really like phony and fake. That's why I never really like want to be in that industry. And like,
I want to ask so
around,
bad who
so.
This artist is, but I don't know if you want to.
Nah, I'm not going to.
I'll tell you what. Okay, we're going to talk about that off air, not for you guys. All right, we got Krinkus with the King Chris. I think you know who it is. Okay, King Chris with the $10 super chat. My dude's fresh and fit. Big tipper started from the bottom. Now we here, bro. Don't stop. Q for Hotep, when you were in monk mode, how did you stay focused and how long until you were successful?
I didn't jerk off.
Bam.
I don't jerk off.
Bam.
And if I do, it's after about 7 to 14 days.
Bang, bang.
Okay.
You know, take 20% of your age. That's how long you need to go before you release in days, right? So
there you go.
You know, I don't jerk off. I just fucking, you know what it is? I think it's about momentum, right?
Mm.
Like you build momentum. So like it's not like like people say, you know, don't work smart. I mean, don't work hard, work smart.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck all that. Always be working.
Yeah. Bam.
Right? Like that's my motto. Just always be working. You know, like the only time I take a break is to, you know, take a break from working. And after I'm done working, then it's back to the business, you know? So like part of my bravado was being a chess player. So if I'm not studying tech, I'm studying chess. If I'm not studying history, I'm studying chess. So I'm always working on myself.
Yep, yep.
You feel
and it's
me?
Something that you enjoy so it doesn't feel like work.
Correct.
Bam.
Yeah. So it's like you should always be working so that, you know, like if you have to stay focused, it means you stopped at some point. And
bam.
Now you have to refocus.
Yeah.
But if you're always working, it's like you're just focused. You just, you know, this is just, I don't know anything else. I don't know what it's like. I would feel like shit if I went a whole day without working.
Bam.
I would like, I'll feel like shit if I went an hour without improving myself.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't, I just can't bullshit. It's not in me to bullshit.
You know what's funny? I feel like when you're bored and you're not focused on anything, you're going to jerk off because you're not doing anything. You focus on, yo, you know what? I'm bored at home. Ain't nothing going on. I'm just going to jerk off.
Yeah.
But if you focus on your business or you're doing something that's important,
yeah.
You don't got time to do it.
Yeah.
You get home, you're tired, you hit the gym, you're like, damn, bro. I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
And you don't jerk off, so you're right.
Yeah, the only time I jerk off is to just fucking stabilize my hormone levels.
Yeah.
And then it's back to the
keep
ground.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah, man.
We
it's
got
out of necessity and not want.
Yep.
Yardley Moyes, $10 super chat, $10 drink for Hotep. This dude is the truth with a flyer emoji. Thank you
salute.
So much for that,
salute.
Bro. I'm one of those. We got RBG, $18.27, $5 super chat. I'm one of those complainers about the OnlyFans girls. I just want to say you guys make great content. I admire the work you put in. Well, at least
what
he admitted
you,
it.
What is it? Why is he complaining, though? Explain why you're complaining.
Yeah, send another
and,
super
and
chat.
And because you're complaining,
complain.
Because you're complaining, you got to send another super chat.
Yeah, I'd like to know why you complain, bro. Because
yeah.
Here's the thing. We bring people, guests in from different walks, bro. We bring in Manosphere guys, influencers, everything, man. Because we're trying to give you guys a varied experience, bro. We're not trying
diversity.
To be dry and boring out here, man.
I don't got no problem with OnlyFans chicks.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
we're diversified content creators, baby.
I could care less if they care or not.
No, I mean, they're
going to get somebody money. They just not going to get mine.
Facts. Facts.
Why are you hate on somebody else's hustle?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like, you can never please everybody is the reality. You know, we
care.
Speak facts and we got, you know, betas like Curtis Connor and, you know, Philly on toxic masculinity and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, Curtis Connor's girl definitely cheap. Bro, have you guys seen her pictures?
Keep
like,
it on the street.
But don't worry. We're going to cook her soon, too. I'm going to put my chef hat on for her. Right,
so,
okay.
Speed round.
Go ahead. Speed round. Yeah.
It's working for your. You got the food?
The food? They got it?
Yeah.
Oh, 750.
Cool. All right. It's working for yourself.
Oh. Nah, just keep an eye on it. Make sure that notification comes through. You can get it.
You got some Uber Eats on the way.
Yeah.
So a question, right, bro? Is working for yourself better than working for the man?
Yes.
And why?
Yes. The only bad part, I saw somebody on Twitter say this. I forget who it was. Oh, it was Peter McCormick. He said the only bad part about being an entrepreneur is you don't got a boss to say, fuck you, I'm out to.
Can't leave.
There's nobody to cuss out when you quit, right?
What's the difference between being wealthy and rich?
I don't know. That they're different. I hate when people do shit like that, you know, like when they play the semantics game, like wealth is different from rich. Whatever the fuck you say this shit means, what does it mean? What do these words mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like to me, rich and wealth is the same thing. What I think some people believe rich is the superficial, the outer things like, oh, I got a watch and a car and all these things. Whereas wealth is like, now I got like, you know, money from the 19th century is wealth, right? Like to me, wealth is, you know, passed down through generations.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, that's what wealth would be for me if we were to differentiate between the two.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
I think people would say like for rich, like basketball players, NFL players that just
get
money and they blow it all the time.
Wealth is when your kids can't even blow all the money.
Damn.
Bam.
Solid.
That's wealth.
That's facts right there.
Like if they tried to and they still couldn't blow the money.
Damn. Rockefeller.
Saying no names.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, Hotep, in your opinion, is 401, like a 401k, Roth IRA, et cetera, a good bet versus assets like real estate, BTC, or other investments?
Sure. Anytime you're getting rid of your fucking money, the only problem is those things just come with, like, restrictions and shit like that, you know, when you can take your money out.
And that's stupid, yeah.
There's some tax haven benefits to the Roth IRA is definitely better than the 401k from my studies.
Facts.
Again, there's all different avenues to keep your money away from inflation. However you do it is fine. I don't have that though. I don't do that. I manage my own portfolio. I don't need somebody else to manage.
Yeah. Facts. You run it yourself.
Yeah.
We got RBG 1827 with the $5 super chat response to us. I think they're not in a position to help us become better men. They profit from us being simps. Also, RP shouldn't be discussed in front of women. Okay, valid point, but what I will tell you is this.
They're not in a position to help us be better men. First of all, being a man is about not looking towards other people to make you a better man.
Facts.
So Facts. The fact that you even have in your mind that there should be somebody on the show to help you become a better man is number one. What you're looking for is information and knowledge exchange, and that's what you get from Fresh and Fit Podcast. You're getting knowledge and experience exchange. But when you start looking towards these bitches, no, you see, the bitches is the entertainment value.
Boom.
Right?
Well said.
And they're the example, right? Yeah. So they say, look, here's the information and experience you're getting from Fresh and Fit, and we're going to show you we for real because we got the hoes around. It's proof of concept.
There you go.
So the girls aren't here to teach you anything. What you got to do is you got to open your mind and see the lesson in when they come on the show.
Bam.
Because there's a lot of hidden lessons just from watching this show. You got to pull the gems out by paying attention. If you're looking for some bitch to make you a better man, you already fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Fresh and Fit going to get you right. But you looking for these bitches to get you right? Oh, they entertain me. You don't like looking at titties?
That's a dub.
I like looking at titties.
Hey, she has some nice ones.
Fatality.
Yo, damn. Okay. I don't even got to go any further than that, bro. But yeah, bro, Hotep explained it, bro. Like, real talk, guys. They confirm a lot of RP truths. Just put the red lenses on and pay attention to the podcast, bro. Trust me.
You want to see the female example. You want to see the OnlyFans. You want to hear from them so they can confirm some of the things they're saying.
Bam.
You know, but if you're looking for that, like, no, you're here to get the gems.
Bro, you know what's
from
funny?
The fellas.
I used to watch Manosphere, right? I used to wonder, bro, all these niggas talk about females, right? I ain't see one female in your video. So I'm like, bro.
Yo, that's what I used to say.
You're talking this game, bro, but I ain't see you with no females yet.
Yeah.
But me and Fit, bro, me and Myron, bro, every day is like 3-4 females. So it's like, yo, I don't know what you guys want. We got a receipt, baby.
Yeah, because if you don't bring girls, you guys are frauds. Then you bring the girls, oh, you guys are simps. It's like, bro, you can't win with these dudes, man. Like, you can't, you really can't win.
He shouldn't discuss. What? He shouldn't what?
Oh, sorry.
Wait, oh, yeah, no, that was a former super chat.
No, bring that back up. Bring that back up.
He said
at that last sentence, he said RP shouldn't what?
He said you shouldn't discuss it with women.
You shouldn't discuss it with women?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, this brother's lost. He ain't bought no course yet?
Nah, he has.
Bro, you need a course, man. You need to buy one of these dudes' courses.
Yep.
The game ain't game till you can tell a bitch your game and she still fall for the game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fine.
Break that third wall, you know what I'm saying?
And I used to tell bitches what I'm going to do, then do it just to prove I was that nigga.
Bang, bang.
Damn, son.
Just to make me better. Like, look, here's my game. Here's how I'm going to game you. I ain't going to be around in a few months. And here's what I'm going to do. Right? I swear to God, this is what I used to do. And hey, she's like, oh, you're so funny. All right, cool. Then I'd find new ways to game the bitch.
There you go.
That was easy.
All right, we got Solomon D with the $5 super chat. I don't know what the other dude's talking about, but the other side, when the chicks are there, it's nice to see the contrast. Thank you so much, Solomon. We appreciate it. And that's why we bring it, guys, so you guys can see both perspectives. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. She said yesterday, I love when dudes simp on me, I get the attention and the money. Yeah. And what do we always talk about here, guys? Woman's main currency, attention, right? She says it without us saying a word, bro.
Simps make the world go round. Simps make the world go round and make your job easier. Because without simps, you wouldn't stand out.
Bam.
Yep.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember I was at the club one night, and Simps was buying a shorty drink. She's like, yeah, these dudes just buying me drinks to take me home, so you go fuck me drunk. The simps get them prepared for you, dog. When you see a simp, you should thank them.
Bam. Yep.
Back.
I love them, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because the richer she is, the less money I got to spend. I do got to spend money. She just coming for the dick.
Yeah. Bam. Lee Maxfield, the $5 super chat. There's a lot of hidden lessons just from watching this show. Facts. Thank you so much,
there you
bro.
Go, man.
Thank
pay
you.
Pay attention when the women come on.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the women.
Yeah.
Specifically the body language and the moments of their insecurity.
Mm.
That's what I want you fellas to notice. Notice their body language and their moments of insecurity. Bam.
There you go. Bam, bam.
Any more than that, you got to
pay for. Last question, right?
Yeah.
So question, you've had multiple businesses.
Yeah.
You've been on boards. You've been chairman of boards, right?
Yeah.
So
not chairman. I'm on the board, but not chairman.
Gotcha.
I don't want that job.
You don't want that job?
That's too much damn work.
What are three things you can give for advice for people that want to like kind of like
level up,
be entrepreneur.
Be an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Three main things to be an entrepreneur.
Like focus.
Stay away from bitches.
Boom.
Stay away from friends.
Boom.
And surround yourself with people who got the same goals as you.
Boom.
Bang, bang.
You know, when I think about organisms are the product of their environment,
mm-hmm.
right? When people talk about, people in the hood, they can't find a way. That's because they're a product of their environment. If you really want to help somebody in the hood, what you got to do is pull them out of that environment.
Yep.
Introduce them. Same thing with animals. Animals change based upon their environment. If you want to change yourself, change your environment. Change the people around you. Stay away from women because they cost too much and they take your money and time. Mostly, it's not even the money with women you want to worry about. It's the time they take.
Time.
They take all your fucking time, and that's all they want is your time. The money is fine. You can have the money. Take the money. Leave me the fuck alone, right? So I can have my time, you know? Like, here's the credit card. Go. Bye. Working. The time. But your friends be bullshitting. You know, they're unfocused. They're always, like, wanting to go party or some shit, and that's taking your money and time, you know? And they're always wanting to party and do some dumb shit. Get you some friends that got goals similar to ones you want to achieve. And get you some friends that are, let's say we were to break this out into different levels, like A and then you got S class, right? And S class is like billionaire status and you're like F, right? Instead of getting friends that are the F level, get some E level friends. Then when you're at the E level, get you some D level friends. When you're at the D level, get you some C level friends. You always want to keep going up with your friends. And that's not to say you leave the people behind as you level up, because they should be leveling up with you.
Bam.
Right.
Right. If they're not leveling up with you, you got to leave them behind because it's something they're not doing right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you'll see them on the cusp of leveling up and then you like, all right, pull you up. Come
Bam.
On. Up.
There you
know
go.
What I'm saying?
Yep.
Come up to the C level.
Yep.
But you got to just change the people around you, man. That's
excellent advice, bro. Excellent advice. Man, you guys getting a bunch of game tonight, man. But so yeah, guys, it's 7:40 right now. Hotep's got a show at 8. We got to go get Mr. Rolo Tomasi. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be live right here. Same bad time. Not same bad time. It's actually going to be 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have Rolo Tomasi here. We're going to discuss all kinds of things. His new book, Masculinity, Hypergamy. We're going to go deep into hypergamy, guys.
Yeah.
And he actually caught our show yesterday with Kiki Cloud. He's probably going to have some comments about that.
That's funny, man.
So many RP truths were confirmed with that one. But yeah, Hotep, where can the people find you?
BrianSharp.co, BrianSharpe. That's my slave name. BrianSharp.co.
Yeah.
All my products are there. My podcasts are there. My books are there. My Saturday class, you can go purchase that. You know, how to destroy socialism by becoming an ultimate capitalist.
Bam.
You can get in my Saturday class. If you really want coaching, you really want to have that one-on-one with me, you'll get in my Saturday class.
Bam.
11:30 a.m. every Saturday.
And Hotep gave us a bunch of game guys as far as like marketing strategies, everything like that. So we're testimonials, man. He's helped us quite a bit, man. He's a good friend to have, helping us out, like huge. And he's actually going to go live right here from the studio in about 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to do your show.
YouTube.com/HotepJesus. I'll be
subscribe to his YouTube channel, guys.
It's the Jean Core Project, and I'm helping somebody build a company right now.
Bam.
Live on my YouTube channel every week. I help them build their company.
And that's what you're going to do here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Guys, tune into that. For you guys that are asking entrepreneur questions in the super chat, tune in. It's going to be on Hotep Jesus' channel. It's Hotep Jesus, one word, right?
Yep.
On YouTube, guys. Find them on there. It's going to go live. We're going to run up to Fort Lauderdale. We'll catch you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Patreon.com/FreshFit.
Yep.
Peace, guys.
Peace.
Two minutes.